Our purpose for being here today is to celebrate the launch of the Circle of Life Hospice Foundation and to thank the many people who have made this possible.
Although Circle of Life Hospice has been a part of the Northwest Arkansas community for decades, it didn't have a foundation until yesterday afternoon. At a press conference at Circle of Life's Springdale headquarters, board members discussed the launch of the new foundation. Chief Executive Officer Mary McKinney says they have been working on the official launch of a foundation for about 2 years.
The foundation is to build a capital maintenance endowment so we can keep our facilities looking fresh and new, just like day one when we opened. And then the programmatic endowments, of course, to continue to offer some programs that Circle Life is known for, our Meals That Matter, that provides nutrition for our families while they're here with their loved ones, our bereavement support programs where we provide that support to our community at large at no cost, and then, of course, charity care, because we certainly feel like it's important that no one be denied access to our care if their funds may be limited or they don't have insurance.
McKinney says they have created a capital maintenance plan that identifies all of their capital maintenance needs for the next 30 years. She says this will enable administrators to calculate what their overall endowment needs to be. McKinney says they hope to have their plan finalized in the next 3 months. She says the money will help with things like the cosmetics of the building.
So when the buildings and the rooms need fresh paint, perhaps, you know, a higher end expense might be a roof replaced or an HVAC unit. It may be as simple as carpet. It may be reupholstery for furnishings. But we just feel it's important to invest, continue the investment in the facility so that all of our patients always, from this day forward, have an experience that is, you know, they feel that when they're here and with their loved ones that they've come to a place that's, you know, a five-star hotel. So someone dies with the utmost of dignity and respect. We're comfortable with our surroundings, not necessarily a traditional medical facility, a hospital room, if you will. And we just feel that that's an important part of our patient and our family experience to us.
With a $25,000 gift yesterday from the Miller McNeil Woodruff Foundation, board members announced that the foundation had met the 2013 portion of a $500,000 challenge grant from the Pat and Willard Walker Charitable Foundation. These funds will be used to establish the Pat Walker Building Maintenance Endowment for the Erling Howard Hospice Home in Springdale. Yesterday's announcement also included the introduction of the foundation's board members, as well as members of the Legacy Society, which are individuals who have established planned gifts to benefit Circle of Life and its foundation. More information is available at nwacircleoflife.org.